Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm delighted to be with you today. And for my introduction, I want to talk about connections. I'm just excited today. Yesterday, I met someone on Facebook through a friend, and that just thrills me to connect with her, because I'm going to be interviewing her next week. And just, you know, connecting with new people is great. So many times on Facebook, you just befriend someone, but you don't really connect. You know, you just do these little chit-chats. But immediately, we started chatting, and it's a lesson for me to look for the opportunities to really connect, not just say, oh yeah, I'll be your friend. And I even have an opportunity to meet her in person in Toronto next month as well, so I hope that might happen. And I think this fits our theme of a mindset for wealth that we're going to talk about today, because for me, having connections with great people makes me feel wealthy. My guest today is Kendra Thornbury, and we're going to talk about consciously creating a mindset for wealth. Now, I've known Kendra for many years. She's been a presenter at the Woman of Wisdom Conference, and I have to say, watching her transform through her work has been beautiful, and I wanted to share that with you. Kendra helps soul-centered women and evolutionary leaders create spiritual and financial freedom so they have a greater impact and make more money while they are being true to who they are, and I think that's important. Kendra is an internationally acclaimed coach, spiritual guide, sought-after leader, author, and humanitarian, and she's on the cutting edge of spiritual thought and conscious practice. Business practice, blazing a new trail and wealth revolution. Her website is www.kendrathornbury.com. So welcome, Kendra, to Voices of Women.
Oh, thank you. It's just such a delight to be here with you all. I appreciate the opportunity, Chris. You've just been an inspiration to me, and I know thousands of women through the years, so it's an honor to be in this platform with you.
Oh, thank you very much. But we're going to focus on you today. And first, I want you to tell your story, you know, about your journey, how you overcame the obstacles around wealth and prosperity, and how you did that. How did that evolve into the work that you do today? Because I know it was a journey for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad to. You know, one of these people, like so many of you, if not all of you that are tuned in, that from a very young age felt some call to create and to contribute in a meaningful way. And there are various parts of my path that led me to have the insight and the understanding of what my purpose is and how I could lead and give my great gifts like each of us have. And yet, there were times where, even though I felt like I was doing good work, I felt really limited. And I'll give a specific example of that. A part of my career was working in the nonprofit world, and I was graced to work with people with developmental disabilities for many years. I worked in advocacy, and I helped people with disabilities learn self-determination skills, you know, how to communicate and speak up and educate their workers, their family, and their legislators on how they wanted to be treated and respected as dignified citizens. And that part of my career was extremely rewarding. You know, they were great teachers to me. And yet, there was something about what I now call the scarcity consciousness that was pervasive in the nonprofit world that it didn't allow me and those of us that were part of it to really do the greater work that we wanted to do. And when I decided to leave that realm, I actually felt kind of guilty. And that's, you know, learning how to embrace and accept greater prosperity and wealth in my life. I've learned that there are people and places that I've let go of along the way in order to accept more. And, you know, I went to Nigeria. That's another key time in my life. That would have been about 6 years ago now. And I did some volunteer work as a global citizen and helped create awareness and do some peace building work in the Niger Delta. I was there for two different trips, 2 different years in a row. And that really turned my world upside down. And I had been dreaming for a long time of creating my own business and you know, jumping into being an entrepreneur. And yet I was scared to take that leap for a variety of reasons, one of which is that I didn't know if I was really equipped, if I, you know, I had what it took to make it happen. And I also felt pretty messy when it came to my relationship with money. And there's something about being an entrepreneur that commands and demands that you be in charge of your money because there's nobody else that's providing it for you. So when I got back from Nigeria, my life really turned upside down and I had a wake-up call. There were a variety of things that happened. You know, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. I needed to move out from where I was living and I lost my job. You know, it was all within 3 weeks and I thought, okay, this is the time the universe is waking me up. So I went through the first couple of years in this building my business, that time of really reconciling my relationship with money and getting honest with myself about how irresponsible I was with it, how scared I was of it, how much I wanted it, and yet at the same time resented it. And it was just really a complex, convoluted relationship. And I realized that in order for me to have the influence and the impact that I want to during these changing times, that it was my responsibility to learn how to become a conscious and deliberate creator with money so that I could be of greater service. Because what I realized, Chris, is that because I was struggling with money, consistently figuring out how I was going to pay my bills month to month, worrying at night about where money was going to come from, that I was not being an effective change agent. I mean, if you're preoccupied or stressed or worried about money at all, you don't have the capacity to be in the flow of your purpose fully, you know, totally uninhibited. And so my commitment to my purpose demanded that I just get in sync and in line with where I'm at now with money and wealth, which is that I understand that money and wealth has a purpose that's much greater and much more expansive than really what most of us have entertained. I felt like I was helpless when it came to money. I felt like there was a limit when it came to money. I felt like I was a prisoner to money. And because I'm just committed to my mission, I just went really deep into radical honesty with myself and did some great healing work around it. And I've shifted from that struggling month to month to having a very successful, thriving business now. And I'm in a place where I'm teaching, guiding, coaching others to understand how we can revolutionize money and wealth for not only our fulfillment, which is our birthright, but for the greater good of all.
Oh, yes, and I think that's a great mission because sometimes, you know, money, we have all these mindsets that money is bad and it's bad to have that focus on getting more money, and it has to be tied in with purpose, which is what I think you're doing. Well, give us a little description of what you mean by evolutionary wealth.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, it's a way of describing what I believe and see and feel coming through right now, which is a new wealth paradigm. I think it's a game changer. And what I have seen, and I know, I mean, this is part of why you do the work you do, Chris, is that, you know, we are all invested in creating a new kind of world in which I think people are dignified and respected and uplifted. And when I have looked over the years at the problems that we encounter in our day-to-day lives and collectively, whether it's, you know, children not having enough food on their table or a lack of clean water or people going to war over resources like oil, to me, one of the common themes clearly came down to lack of wealth. Because if we really plugged into what I know to be this wealth consciousness, there'd be no need to be vying for resources. You know, our desire to compete and to be greedy and to make sure we have our share, it would completely dissipate. So new wealth to me is a paradigm that means more of what really matters. You know, the things that we've been trying to acquire, you know, more money, more stuff, a bigger house, you know, all these things that we associate with money, that's just empty. And so new wealth is getting away from acquiring resources at the expense of others, giving up who you are in order to secure money, perpetually, you know, trying to get somewhere that always eludes you. And, you know, achievement through working hard, like, you know, always just the struggle, the strife to get somewhere that you never arrive to. And a sense of trying to gain something through something that's external.
Yes.
And then the new wealth, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to move on to that, but that's yeah. So true that, so let's... when we come back, we're going to talk more about that and linking our, you know, our purpose with prosperity and how that's all connected and this new thought of wealth. We'll be right back.
Yes.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Kendra Thornberry today, and we've just been talking about wealth being something that, you know, we all tend to look on the outside of ourselves. It's an external thing. It's for buying things and taking care of other people or paying our mortgage or feeding us. So, Kendra, we had mentioned about this new wealth. Tell us about what this new wealth means.
To me, what it's about, Chris, is having more of what we truly desire grounded in our values and our principles. It's about learning how to create a positive and life-affirming impact on the world through your wealth. So it's a collaborative energy. It's something that the more that we have prosperity, consciousness, the more we have to give to others. And it's about living your fortune now, you know, not being dependent on circumstances or people or money to define your sense of fulfillment or freedom. And it's learning how to accept that everything that you need, want, and desire is always provided to you, including money, simply by being authentically you. So that's just a little bit about it. It's really something that's centered through our spirit and through our souls rather than through the material realm.
So it's really connect. So in that, and what you're talking about is connecting to our purpose. And how would you tell someone to connect their purpose with this sense of prosperity?
Great question. I think that first off, it's important to say that on some level, for me, it's ridiculous that we've all bought into the idea that we come in with some purpose or some gift, but we can't create prosperity through it. And so many people are not living their purpose because they think they have to sell out in order to get that paycheck and get the security that we falsely believe comes with that. So I just want to be a very strong voice and advocate here that absolutely the universe is designed for everyone to be able to prosper through living your purpose, because the world needs your gifts, you know, that unique spark and way that you offer your contribution. So I think in terms of a way to start that process or to further it, depending on where you're at in your journey, is to get really clear about what is your sense of purpose and to allow yourself to totally give yourself to it and to trust that the resources that you need in order to build through your purpose will show up for you, because that's one of the biggest blocks that I see women run into, is that they think that if I take this leap into living my purpose, then the resources won't be there. But that's actually not true at all.
Well, it really has to do about trusting and surrendering to that. I know this one, but it's like knowing if this is what you're meant to do, the universe will provide. It's
absolutely
a flow, you know, and
mm-hmm.
So it is about doing that inner work.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's part of the problem and the trap that I see people have fallen into around money and wealth, is because we believe it's something that's external, we're trying to manipulate or change or intervene or fix outer circumstances in order to create a feeling of freedom and security that we desire money to bring us. But truly that feeling, the essence of that feeling only can come from within yourself. So absolutely it is, it's fully an inner game. And trust, I'm so glad you underscored that because it's very key. And that's where the divine feminine energy comes into this equation, is that, you know, we learn how to surrender and to relax and to know that life takes care of itself. The feminine energy will help remind us that when we put life into motion, everything, I mean, think about giving birth to a baby. Like, there's so many parts of it. You're like, I don't know how this is going to work out, right? Like, intellectually, we just can't grasp it. And so you can apply that same trust and faith when it comes to living prosperously through your purpose.
Well, that's all fine. And, you know, when we say that, and yet there's a lot of steps to get there. And one is, we have a lot of myths that influence us. So what are some of these? And I know I've taken some of these prosperity courses too, and you learn about the myths of, mm-hmm. Is that the voices in your head that you learned from your parents of, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So talk to us about that, the myths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything that we experience in our physical reality is a mirror of what's going on inside. And if you do not have the kind of relationship that's easy and flowing with money, and I'm not necessarily talking about, like, let's all go out and get, you know, become millionaires, because we can learn how to live a very plentiful and rich life simply with money. I would just want to put that in there. If you're not living the kind of wealth that you know you have the capacity for, there's something on your inner game within your mindset that's gone awry. And so these myths, they're just paradigms. They're just belief systems that you've adopted, like you said, from your parents, from religion, from media. And we're not necessarily conscious of how much they're still influencing us. So one of these myths is that you're not rich. You know, just the idea of being rich is something that, again, you feel like you need to get another degree, or you need to prove yourself, or you need a certain amount of validation from others. So most people reject this idea that they are already rich because they're struggling, they don't feel adequate. You know, for many women, it's because they don't feel worthy, they don't feel whole or complete in and of themselves. But it's a myth. It's totally false. You were born whole and perfect, and that is so imperative in order for you to really embrace and to feel your own wealth. Another myth is that money is bad. You know, I felt kind of surprised that I found myself in a position where I was teaching and guiding and coaching people around money and wealth, because a few years prior to that, I thought, oh, money is so shallow. You know, like, I am above money. I am a spiritual entrepreneur, right? And, you know, so I think there's a bit of snobbery still in our wealth myths. And so we reject money as visionaries and leaders and women who do have a greater depth of soul, because we associate it with consumerism or, you know, greed or, you know, some of the greatest problems we have on the planet. And I support that, but this idea that you need to compromise who you are or compromise your soul for money is a myth. As a matter of fact, my experience is that money has actually enriched my spiritual path greatly.
Well, now that's interesting, because and I want to take on to that greed, because a lot of times I think we look at, and we know some people who are, or know of them, not maybe don't know them personally, who are greedy, but it's like they're not connected to their soul, I think. They're not connected to their purpose. They're just out there to get more, but where's the giving? Because there's an exchange with money. It's not just about getting money. It's what you do with it that matters, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think when you learn how to become a conscious creator with money and wealth, part of what you're embracing is really the sacred responsibility of being an instrument of energy that is about distributing it for the greater good of all. And that's why I'm so passionate about wealth consciousness right now, and I think it's very relevant and timely to the awakening that we're experiencing on the planet, because we're in a crisis right now, and I think all of us that are tuned in, you know, we do have this calling that's a part of helping what I think of as redistributing wealth on this planet in a way that's really for the betterment of everyone.
Yeah, it's about the betterment of everyone. I think there's so much we can do, and I've heard this from other people too. If you think about if you had money, what you would do, is it to buy things, or is it that you have a vision that you could start a organization that would help other people in crisis? I mean, and I think there's a lot going on. We're global now. We hear so much of what's going on, of what's needed in other countries when there's a disaster, or just, you know. So there's so much we can do with our money responsibly, and then going with, I even think, co-creating consciously, like getting together with others who have money and doing something that can really have a lasting effect on our planet.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's another myth that we need to undo together, that we need to declare, you know, as powerful women here, is that the myth that being in your own lack, or being a martyr through not having enough, or feeling a victim to money, that somehow you're actually being more spiritual or more enlightened or more of a giver. When I felt prisoned by money, I wasn't giving to the capacity that I can give now. And I contribute to Kiva, and, you know, I do things now that I never had the capacity to do before.
Yeah, it's all about giving. Well, we're going to, and you are going to, you have a giveaway for people on your website. 3 keys to make more money being you, how to easily attract the money you deserve, doing what you love. It's an ebook on Kendra's website. So go to Kendra Thornbury, KendraThornbury.com, and check out her free ebook. So we'll be right back and talk more with Kendra Thornbury.
And each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our Diamond Combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and that song you heard is Woman of Wisdom. It's from our Woman of Wisdom CD by Lorraine Bays, and you can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And there's amazing songs from some wonderful women we've had at the conference, Holly Neer, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So Kendra, I'm talking with Kendra Thornberry. Can you give your contact information if anybody, you know, wants to reach you? Or is that just up on your website and they can find you?
Yeah, actually, there is a contact section on my website. That's KendraThornberry.com. And so there's an email address right there. So I'd welcome if anyone has any questions or want to talk with me or work with me further. Yeah.
That's so great. So we've been talking about, the myths around wealth and money and even, you know, the sense of being a martyr and a victim to money. And I really think that's something a woman can relate to. You can feel very victimized by money. So it's a hot topic. There's a lot of pain around and fear around money. So let's discuss the healing power of money, how that pain can, how you can work through that pain and heal that.
Yeah, this was really key for me, Chris, because when I was some years ago in this pain that I described as just, you know, struggling and feeling anxious about money, and I thought, you know, it dawned on me one day in a meditation that for me, my relationship with money was like my last spiritual frontier, so to speak, and I had not been applying a sacred approach as I had in other areas of my life to money. You know, it was evil. I was scared of it. You know, it was just, and I realized like, wow, you know, what if I applied, you know, universal law? What if I applied this idea that what I resist persists, which is, you know, one of those universal laws that influence our ability to manifest? What if I started using all of what I've been learning these years with money? And for me at that time, it felt revolutionary, right? I just hadn't been doing it. And what I opened to was an understanding of, you know, anything, I had already been working with this energy, that anything that's a pain or a source of a wound actually has a gift for us. And, you know, many luminaries and spiritual teachers through the years in their own right have shared with us that the lessons that we're here to learn through our soul, they're just going to keep repeating themselves if we don't glean whatever that gold, whatever that gem is for us. And so, you know, for any of you that are here and you're grappling or feeling really, you know, even terrified about money to whatever degree, I just implore you to bring in a level of spirit and source and connection to it. And I guarantee it will completely start shifting your relationship with money. You know, it's an opportunity to look into a mirror and to get a reflection back to yourself about something that you're not seeing or doing or being that could actually lead to greater growth and enrichment in your life.
So give us an example of how you might do that.
Yeah. Well, so for instance, when I work with some of my clients who feel like they think about money all the time, and they'll say to me, gosh, you know, I'm actually okay financially. And if I look at it, you know, realistically, every month I'm always provided for. It's just that I'm worried that something's going to happen, you know, when it comes to money. And so what I do with them is just invite them to peel away the layers and look more consciously at, you know, what is the concern and the fear underneath that? So if you can identify what you've been projecting on money to bring you, then you can learn to create that yourself. So, for instance, some common ones are security, safety, and freedom. So we make money out to be an answer or a solution to something that's really not its job. As a whole, conscious, deliberate creator, it's your job to create that for yourself. And so you can just, you know, make a list, do some journaling. You know, what is it that I'm projecting on money? What is it that I'm wanting money or expecting money to bring me? And the paradox is, Chris, is that once you identify that, you realize that you already have that. And it completely shifts that sense of dependency or victimization. You're waiting for money to bring you. I mean, it's the same thing of what a lot of women can do in relationship with men. It's just like, oh, you know, once I have this relationship with a man, then I will be complete. And that's the same kind of storyline we've projected on money.
Yes, it makes me think of like, oh, if I had money, then it would solve this problem. And then so it's always looking for something outside of ourselves to solve our problems for us.
Yeah, and you could do exactly what you just said, Chris. That would be a great exercise. You know, you could, on the top of the paper, you could write, if I had money then, and just keep filling in the blank, you know, then this, then that, and then look at the list. And say, you know, really, honestly, what is preventing me from experiencing the feeling and the essence of what I've listed here right now? And the answer always is nothing, because this is a feeling and energy-based universe, and there's nothing outside of you that you need in order to feel what it is that you desire inside you. And to me, that's true wealth, is to tap into the knowingness of your nature and of your capacity to feel and experience whatever you desire in any moment. I mean, we're humans. We have the capacity to be a choice.
That's true. It is a choice. And it's a choice on how we feel about money and how we put the importance on money versus instead of the importance on ourselves and our path is, what our purpose is. And that sort of leads to what I want to go into is like the relationship of money and wealth with our spirituality.
Well, as I mentioned, when I started looking at money through a spiritual lens, that was a big turning point for me. You know, money, I think of money as an energy. And recently, a client and I were doing some work, and she had this revelation. She said she could feel that money was a consciousness, and she had made it out to be this thing that was out of her control, right? It's like it comes from the government, or it comes from the system. It comes from people who have it. but to think about it as a consciousness. And that it's a life-affirming consciousness that actually wants to serve you, that wants to bring more life and fulfillment to your spiritual life, that completely changes things. So for me, as I talk about money within my own head, as I relate to it, you know, I have practices now around money that are part of my spiritual practice.
Can you share one of those practices? That'd be great.
Yeah, like initially for me, when I was reinventing my money with relationship, I put money on an altar. You know, and I would like, I'd look at it and I'd infuse it with energy and like, this is sacred, just like a rock, just like a, you know, just like this trinket that I was gifted from a beloved, just like a feather that came from the bird, the winged ones, right? So, and think about all these elements and the directions and, you know, traditions that pass down wisdom. I was like, I started looking at what is the wisdom that this money has for me. And another practice that I utilize in relationship with money is gratitude. You know, if you're constantly telling money bad stories about it, it's not going to show up for you, right? I mean, think about a relationship. If you're always telling someone, oh, you're never there for me, you're not enough, I just, you know, whatever the message is that you're giving it, that relationship is not going to stick around. Or maybe it will, but it'll be highly dysfunctional and dissatisfactory. So I started thinking about how much I was paying attention to what wasn't there, what was wrong with it, what was missing. And that's a lack mentality. And it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the position that I was holding about the nature of life, which is that something was missing. Well, when you're connected with Source, when I'm connected with Source, I know that there's plenty. I know that it's whole and it's perfect and it's divine. And so when I apply that to money, and then I start doing gratitude towards money, all I can do is enhance and feel more and more abundance. And yeah, it comes through money, but it also comes through resources. Like, you know, when you were saying, Chris, at the beginning of this call about connecting with people, that is a great part of our wealth, is the connections to people that we have. And so resources start showing up when you have gratitude for what already is.
Well, that's so true. Well, this is great information, and we're going to continue with this conversation. We're going to talk about women and money in our next segment. So stay tuned. We'll come back with Kendra Thornberry.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I've been having a wonderful conversation with Kendra Thornberry. And we've just been talking about what I love, and I think this comes up a lot when you talk about prosperity, is gratitude and bringing in that gratitude. I like when you, Kendra, you're talking about, you know, telling bad stories about money. You know, you're never there for me. You're not enough. Well, that's just what you're going to have. You know, you're not going to have enough. So, you know, our languaging is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, our language reflects our beliefs. And so, you know, I'm very deliberate about the choice of words that I use. You know, what we experience in our reality is a reflection of our consciousness. You know, consciousness is cause. And it's one of the reasons why I love working now with money and wealth and prosperity consciousness, because to me it is the final frontier for all of us in really getting how powerful and magnificent we are, the magnificence that we are, how we can shape and shift and change reality through just changing up the way we think and the language that we use in response to that.
And you hear those stories of how somebody, a lot of people who are well-known wealthy people now, they talk about how they grew up poor. So they weren't brought up in a household that had the sense of wealth, and yet they rose above that. So there was something in them that drove them to and probably I think it was more their dreams and their visions that got them there than the thought of, I want to make money.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate that you brought that up, Chris, because, well, two things. One is that we have this illusion or another myth that, again, wealth is separate from us. And if we only had such and such experience or time or money, then it would be there. So that's one of the myths. But the other is that, you know, that other people can have it, but I can't. But, you know, somehow they're more special than I am, or they're more educated, or they're more beautiful, or they're more connected. And, you know, we all in the spiritual realm, in the eyes of consciousness, we're all equal, and we have the same access and capacity to create. And that's just really important to embrace, I think.
That's true, and yet it's a journey. It's a healing journey to get there, because you really have to look at your issues. It's not just going to happen overnight. You know, those people worked for that.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that distinguishes people who are successful and people who are not in this realm is, are you willing, you know, those people that are successful say yes to this question, are you willing to do that healing work? I mean, I've been down on my knees around money, Chris, and you know, because it's so connected to our survival consciousness. And this is part of why I think it's an evolutionary dialogue and practice right now for us, as we're all growing into a consciousness that you know, that we're all feeling that's more heart-centered, more soul-centered, more life-affirming. That's why money, all this conversation is up right now, is because we've associated it with survival consciousness, you know, food, shelter, and we are in a transition of moving to thrival consciousness, which is, you know, we know that our basic needs are met, and now we can go to a much more meaningful way of life. And I think that healing your relationship with money, being willing to be in those dark spaces, you know, I work with the shadow of money. You know, what is your money shadow, and how do you use that, those dark spaces that you've been afraid of, actually go into that cave with it and like, oh, wow, you have some great teaching for me that I've been ignoring. So, yeah, I wouldn't be where I'm at if I hadn't been willing to do some of what that feels like kind of that murky, messy, shadowy work with money, you know?
Yeah, and I'm thinking as, and I know people talk like, they get upset at this focus on money and that there is all these prosperity courses but there's something triggering in them. I think, you know, when that comes up, because there's some pain in them that they're not acknowledging when they're focusing on, they just want to make money. Focusing on money and not realizing what you're talking about of consciousness of true prosperity. And so it still always goes back to yourself to look at yourself and your issues around money, what you feel, you know, to take a look at what's going on when the word money comes up for me, or when I hear other people talk about having wealth or whatever, what comes up. And a lot of times it is that scarcity, like, well, they have it and I don't, and there's resentment, there's all these things that come up, and it's just we've got to look at those issues. And and the other thing is, like, with women particularly, you know, and you have said, we just have a couple minutes, but women need to get rich now. And I'd like to for you to share what you mean by that and why is that important.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, when I talk about rich and wealth, it's not just money. So money doesn't equal rich. Wealth doesn't equal money. You know, wealth and richness embody something so much more than money. But money is certainly a factor of it. And there is not one area of your life that's not influenced by money. And I can't tell you how many people, are not living their dreams because their decisions are influenced by lack consciousness, right? In terms of women, as we all know and feel and are a part of, the power of women is on the rise right now. And I believe that we are integral to helping reestablish and restore balance on the planet. It's why the divine feminine energy is really coming forth. You know, the Dalai Lama says that the world will be saved by the Western woman. So when I say women need to get rich now, I think it's if you don't know that you're rich, somehow you're living in scarcity consciousness, so you're not giving fully of the authentic gifts that you were brought in with. You know, somehow you're playing a smaller game. You're hiding back. You're not writing that book. You're not getting out on stage and delivering your message. You're not volunteering in your local community and showing up as a leader. So, you know, your gift, who you are as the authentic, magnificent, bright woman you are, is needed and necessary for our awakening right now. And then in terms of the peace with money, absolutely, you know, to learn how to be a conscious creator so you're truly free. Because we all, that's part of what we want, bound in our core, is we want to be free. And so if you're not feeling your freedom because you feel imprisoned by money, then it's your responsibility to get rich so that you can be free and liberate others to be free.
And live your purpose. I think that's, you know, one of the key elements that your message is today, is to have it connected to your purpose, because it ties in together. And you'll have that freedom to be able to truly live what you dream and what your purpose, what sharing your gifts and all that will just be much more plentiful. So thank you so much for being here today, Kendra. It was great to talk with you.
Oh, it's a delight and a privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today, to look at, what is your mindset around money and wealth? And how can you learn from the pain around your experiences with money to transform that into freedom and bring more abundance towards your purpose in life? Well, this is Chris Danas, and I'm thrilled you've joined us this hour. You can sign up for the Women of Wisdom monthly e-newsletters at www.womenofwisdom.org and find out about our monthly events. July is our picnic month, and that's going to be it's Tuesday night, I think it's July 24th in North Seattle at Carkeek Park. And we also have a call for presenters for our 21st conference. The deadline's August 1st. Check that out on our website. You can get the information and application forms there at www.womenofwisdom.org. And also, I want to just remind you of my book, Woman of Wisdom. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. You can purchase that at, of course, on Amazon. You can get everything on Amazon, but you can also get it at womenofwisdom.org. And it benefits Woman of Wisdom a little bit more when you buy it from us. And it's also an inspiring book of stories from lots of women who have been a part of Women of Wisdom, and art and poetry and everything. So connect with me at Women of Wisdom. Just email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainis. Thanks for joining us today. And next week, I'll be talking to Lai Ping Lee, who's the author of Traveling Inward. Have a great weekend and a safe 4th of July.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.